Sweet guitar playing there from Dire Straits. It's 103.7 The Mountain. I'm John Fisher. I'll play one of the songs that made Bono a very wealthy man. How wealthy? Well, not a billionaire, according to Bono, who will tell you how wealthy he is in just a second.
This is The Feed.
This summer, Seattle's going to get its first electronic bicycle counter. When you ride across the Fremont Bridge, which is one of the city's busiest bike commute routes, this big 7-foot-high pillar will display how many bikes crossed the bridge that day and how many have crossed so far in the year. They already have 3 of these in Copenhagen. What is the point? To count bikes. And what's the point of that? I'm not really sure. Oh, here's a nice new scam from the airlines. They're starting to charge extra for window or aisle seats, which means if you want to, like, sit with your kids when you're flying to Disneyland, you'll have to pay extra to get seats together. Some airlines are charging you just to make an advanced seat assignment. And if you don't opt in, the computer will just put you anywhere on the plane, and it probably won't be with the rest of your family. Isn't flying fun? Last week, the story was going around, because I was helping spread it around, that Bono had become the world's richest musician because his venture capital firm, Elevation Partners, owns a stake in Facebook, which went public. But Bono says, not true.
Contrary to reports, being so blessed.
He remains a humble millionaire. I'm pretty sure he did make a few bucks off of this one, though. That's The Feed on The Mountain. Oh, you want to see Brandi Carlile in the Carter Subaru Mountain Music Lounge? I'll tell you how in 7 minutes.
The Feed is brought to you by Allstate Insurance.
What's the benefit of starting your day with The Mountain at Work? 3-hour quality rock music blocks from 9 to noon. 103.7 The Mountain.
The great Neil Young on 103.7 The Mountain. Morning. Hey, it's me, John. This is very heartwarming to me. I before 7, was talking about a little argument that was happening in my house over the weekend, I guess because of the eclipse that we couldn't see. Because I believe that if you're about to sneeze and you look at a bright light or the sun, it'll like put you over the edge and it'll make the sneeze happen. If you're just at that point where you're like, you just look up at I look at the track light here or, you know, out at the sun if it ever shines. Boof! Puts you over the top. I was like, am I crazy or is that really true? Because there was some pushback in my house to this theory. I was told, that's crazy. I've never heard of that in my life. So I put it up on our Facebook page just to see if anybody has had the same experience. And the overwhelming response is, yes, I'm not crazy. Sometimes when I'm about to sneeze, but it just doesn't want to cooperate and go, I'll look at the sun or a bright light. Achoo, done. I put a big picture of the sun on the page. Somebody said just looking at that picture made me want to sneeze. So good. Thank you for confirming what I believed. And if for some reason this isn't true for you, I'd like to know about that too, because maybe it's hereditary. Maybe there's a doctor out there who can educate me, because I'm not a doctor. I'm a disc jockey. You can find The Mountain on Facebook, and you can weigh in on today's burning question. Does looking at the sun make you sneeze? I say yes, and people seem to be agreeing with me, and that makes me feel good. All right, trouble on an airplane. A passenger overserved. That's the topic of today's 20 Funny next.
A mountain favorite returns to the Carter Subaru Mountain Music Lounge.
Brandi Carlile, welcome back to The Mountain.
All this week, listen for the cue to text at 910, 1210, and 310 to win your exclusive invitation to see Brandi play songs from her new album, Bear Creek. It's another Mountain at Work benefit from your friends at Columbia Records and 103.7 The Mountain.
Get my
perks. Hi, it's John. Here's an
ad council.
And now, The Mountain's 20 Funny.
20-ish, let's say. All right, here we go. It's Rob Riggle. You've seen this guy on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And here he is doing a little stand-up about a little story about what happened on a plane on the mountain.
So the flight attendant comes up. No more talking. You're all stupid. Shut up.
A band that actually gives a shout-out to the country they came from in the name of the band. And the country they came from is New Zealand. Yeah, that's on the way in 7 minutes here on the mountain. First, Kings of Leon.